the worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of, like, worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny.
Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm an announcer.
Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. I'm your host, Christine Lakin.
No one cares.
That's terrible.
You need sound effects like...
Stephen Ray Morris, guys, chiming in. No cats for him today.
Welcome, Stephen.
Hi.
Stephen, we're doing a solo show today because it's been a long time since the three of us have just been able to get together. Stephen's been... You went to D.C.
I did go to D.C.
We didn't talk about that.
Those trips were a whirlwind. I was with a company called Food Tank, and basically I recorded their conferences. It's like farmers' rights and sustainability and stuff. And it was just rad to like, it's just so crazy to like fly into a place for like, it's essentially less than 48 hours.
Wow.
And then fly back out. I don't know.
I've done that. It's the worst.
It's hard.
It's kind of exciting because it's traveling for work is still new for me, but I'm sure after a while you're like, because you're going to be traveling a bunch upcoming, and I'm sure you're just like, all right, you just almost have to like...
Another airport.
Yeah.
The logistics of it all get a little tricky. Did you like that though? Did you learn things about food sustainability?
Yeah, I learned a lot.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a lot. It's the fact that there is still tons of farmers and that's like a thing that I didn't even think about. That there
what
are
do you
still
mean, that there's still. How do you think we get food?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's the like how disconnected we are almost from like that kind of process now.
Well, we aren't because we're older. Obviously, we assume there's farmers unless you're thinking that you're living in an Epcot kind of world.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to be fair, I haven't probably cooked in over 6 months. So
okay.
That's probably...
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you go back to the Midwest, like I do often with my husband, his parents live in farm country. And, I mean, very close to Amish country, actually.
Oh, wow.
And when you drive around, it is farm after farm after farm. And a lot of these are family farms, and they've been in, you know, generations of farmers, and this is what they do.
Yeah, that's the thing I learned was that there is still... It's still very much alive here, and it's... And it's funny because now a lot of farmers have social media presence and stuff because that's how you get people to like really be invested. It's just like being any other kind of business. You have to get on social media and be like, check out our farm and our sustainable this. And it was crazy.
I hope it goes back to more of
pesticides.
No, small farms who are being more sustainable, but they're basically... You know, being what am I trying to say? They're being bolstered by the small community in which they sell their crops, like farmers markets.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because I think you get a better product. You're not having these massive farms who use a lot of pesticides, and then you know you're getting your produce from like halfway around the world.
Yeah, I think people are being more trying to just be more connected in general, like that. Even the idea of like, oh, well, like tomatoes are only grown from blah, 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 like from, you know, from March to August. Well, then don't have tomatoes after that because those aren't sustainable or whatever.
Right.
And like the big one of the conferences, because I also went to Seattle, too, for another conference of theirs. And it was like, it's kind of crazy because it's all these like celebrities of the food world, like chefs. And you have like the owner of Honest Tea and like the president of Chipotle. You know, it's like all these different people that come out for these. That company is the only company that brings... people on both sides. So they have like politicians and even had like the Monsanto person there, which like some people were like, boo, but they were like, no, let's let everybody have a platform.
Yeah.
And then we can like hash it out. So I think that's why people really like that group, the Food Tank, because they're like, look, let's just throw everybody in the mix there.
Sure.
To me, the craziest part was after the last one, the woman, Danielle Nuremberg, who puts it all together, she was literally like after it, she's like, okay, what did everybody think of this? And literally went across the audience. And so for the last 15 minutes, people were like, oh, I like this. I like this about it. Oh, but I thought you could have more representation here. Oh, I thought you could do that. And I was like, oh, my God, that's the bravest, coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's actually really good. Next time you're there, will you ask them why avocados are so expensive?
Excuse me, may I take the floor? Why are avocados so expensive?
I'm just curious.
Stephen from Los Feliz, California, I'd like to take the floor.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Why are they so fucking expensive?
I think there's a shortage.
Well, how is there a shortage? I think it's just avocado supply trees and demand. Everywhere.
Well, I always thought that the avocado thing was, there was like a whole story about how they made it. It used to be kind of like a gross thing that nobody liked, but then in the 30s, they decided to make it a thing, and there's like a whole
avocado toast.
Yeah, and it used to be called like alligator pears. Used to be the name of avocados.
Up until like maybe 3-4 years ago, I didn't like avocados.
I didn't really like it growing up either.
That's crazy. I love avocados.
Well, I feel like people who aren't from California, when they come to California, they're like, I'm just going to eat an avocado whole, like because it's especially if you live overseas where avocados are like bland and
true.
Half.
My dad said actually to me, we were eating mango the other day, and he's like, we don't get good mango in the South. And I was like, huh?
No, we don't.
No, he said it's very stringy or it's very like tough and has no flavor. And even my mom said, she's like, your produce here is so good.
Oh, wow.
For the most part, like, I don't like the oranges here.
Well, yeah, they are better in Florida. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're a Florida person. You have to say that.
Yeah, and there's certain things I won't eat, like cilantro. I hate cilantro.
Does it taste like soap to you?
No, it's so overpowering. It's the same thing I was saying to Christine earlier that I'm not a big curry fan because I hate herbs or foods that take over the flavor of the dish. It's like too overpowering for me. And cilantro is one. I love parsley, hate cilantro.
Well, yeah, but it's interesting you say that because you come from like gumbo, jambalaya. Like those are actually very powerful foods, but you're just more used to
them. The flavors are you taste the meats, you taste the you can't.
Yeah,
sorry.
I guess so.
You're not. I'm not.
Love curry. I don't know. I love the
taste
of curry.
I don't like
the curry.
I think it's gross.
Okay.
I'm excited to try your gumbo.
I know. I can't believe you brought us gumbo today. That's really nice.
Well, because I'm a single person. I live alone in a studio okay. in Koreatown. And so when you make gumbo, you can't just make like a pot, like a,
no,
a,
I know.
A like a cup full of gumbo.
But if you could, gumbo in a cup. Can you imagine?
I'm sure they have
in
it.
In a mug.
But so I'm like, what am I going to do with the rest of this gumbo? So it's the same thing with my like chili. I can't make a chili for one.
No, you can't. Am I supposed to make rice with that?
Yeah, you got to make rice.
All right.
You need to give Steven like a little container to take home.
I will.
Oh, I'm excited.
I will.
Wait, do you make cornbread with it too when you make the chili?
No, I ain't got time to make the goddamn cornbread. Okay.
He ain't going that far. He doesn't like us that much.
But I was debating on the gumbo if I wanted to put seafood in it or not.
You didn't.
I didn't. I did.
Okay. I don't like a seafood gumbo.
I did a chicken. I did a chicken breast. I did a chicken sausage. And I did a beef a sausage as well.
Okay. That I'm going to like. Mm. I've been having some real pregnancy cravings.
Like?
Pretty much anything. I'm eating like, at times I try to be really good, but I'm kind of eating like a human garbage disposal lately.
Are you still walking and running like you did the first pregnancy?
I went spinning this morning.
At SoulCycle?
No, just a place down the street.
Why don't you come to SoulCycle with me?
Because that's not on my class pass. And it's like really expensive. And this place is right around the corner. And spinning is actually one of the things I can still do that they say is still
good.
Well,
I had an instructor on SoulCycle who was pregnant and spinning.
Oh, I know. Yeah. We had an instructor there that was pregnant. She just had her baby. But no, I mean, I am, I'm trying to continue to be somewhat healthy. But I mean, yesterday I had a bag of Cheetos. We had a pretty healthy dinner. And then around 9:30, I was like, I need a bagel and cream cheese. And I just ate an entire bagel and cream cheese. But I'm also eating like a lot of ice cream and cookies and Skittles.
I crave a pint of ice cream every night. I don't have it. Like I force myself not to buy it unless it's on sale. But I literally, I used to be a Ben and Jerry's, and I still am, the everything but the.
I like that one too.
Right? But now I've craved through our pregnancy. I've craved
throughout pregnancy.
Yeah,
yes.
He's blaming his weight gain on me.
I've been craving the Haagen-Dazs vanilla with the chocolate almonds.
Oh, that's good.
My mouth is watering. I love
Cherry Garcia is my favorite.
See, I love vanilla ice cream.
I
all
do
the way.
Too.
I went to the 7-Eleven on my way here, and there's a Baskin Robbins next door.
Oh,
and I walked in to get like a vanilla shake.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, don't do it. And I walked right back out.
Oh, wow. That's some willpower. Wow. You parked and walked in?
I parked, walked in. I smelt it. And I was like, and then I was like, okay, don't do it. Well, because it was $4.99 for a shake. And I was like, I'm not paying $4.99 for a shake.
Can I say, you know what I think is some of the best soft serve? McDonald's.
You know what we used to do with the McDonald's soft serve?
So good. I mean, I prefer a Dairy Queen, but we don't have that.
I have a friend that I went to high school with who I still talk to.
Oh my God, I'm going to go to McDonald's this afternoon.
Her name is...
I can't say it and not get it. Sorry.
Stop talking.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Now I'm just focused on
Her name
on
is Meredith, and she's listening to this. She's a fan. But she used to work at the McDonald's while we were in high school. And I used to get... I think she turned me on to it. The soft serve ice cream and a packet of honey.
What?
Whoa.
And what you do is that you, like, with your tongue, dig a hole into the soft serve ice cream, and then you pour the honey in there, and then you, with your tongue, wrap the ice cream around it so it freezes in there. So then the honey becomes chewy as you're eating. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. Life I've hack. Never heard of that. I totally want to do that.
Do it. Get a packet of honey and then do that. It's so
yum.
Delicious. McDonald's has great soft serve, and so does Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A does. Although I think McDonald's is better.
Chick-fil-A's
like a custard. I don't really love custard.
Chick-fil-A's got a good soft serve.
I never grew up near a Wendy's, but now I live near one.
Frosty.
Oh my God, the Frosty's the
Frosty.
Best.
Frosty.
Kind of amazing. It's I kind of wish
so
they had
good.
A straw, but also I'm...
But
No. But
you need both.
Yeah. No, the thing is, it's the combination. So you get the fries and the Frosty.
You got to dip the fries in the Frosty.
It's so good.
Oh my God, yeah. You guys, human garbage disposals, we all are. And I'm so healthy, but when I'm pregnant, everything goes out the window.
That's my excuse too.
It's horrible.
Well, my other friend I went to high school with, Kelly Bishman,
Kelly!
Hi, kings and queens. She turned me on to the Hawaiian, I don't eat that much bread.
Hawaiian rolls?
Yeah, but the Hawaiian rolls, but mm-hmm. she takes...
Had two of them yesterday, with ham.
She takes cheese...
Yeah,
and put for her kids and puts it in the middle, and then microwaves them. Believe
That's
it or not,
some delicious white trash. Right there.
And it is like such. I was like, so now I can't stop thinking. And now I go and get Hawaiian bread.
I love Hawaiian bread.
I've been poaching eggs.
What?
I'm on a poached eggs kick.
That's pretty healthy, actually.
I've mastered the poached egg.
Do you put vinegar in the water?
I do.
Okay, you Ooh. Have to.
Yeah, white vinegar.
Yeah, just because it helps it congeal? I don't know.
Well, it's the whirlpool effect that you create that makes the egg whites wrap around the yolk.
Who knew you were such a culinary master?
I watch a lot of, like...
Television.
Yeah.
In my one-bedroom apartment.
It's not a one-bedroom, it's a studio.
Okay, sorry.
It's a studio. No, when people call me, a lot of people FaceTime me, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm sitting in my living room, bedroom, kitchen,
closet, office. But you're moving back.
I'm moving back October 1st.
So that's very exciting.
Exciting, but I have all this new furniture that I have to figure out what I'm going to do with. That's why it's going in your new house.
What?
You heard me.
Huh?
I'm going to show you the pictures of it. You're going to love the stuff.
I know. It's nice.
When are we going to do a podcast at my place?
I mean, if you can guarantee a parking spot.
Yeah.
What I would do is I'd park at the station and take the train. And I'll meet you at the train station. We'll walk together.
Okay.
All right.
I'm down.
I'm not kidding. We got to do a podcast at my house.
I'm totally down. I'll go to Koreatown.
When are you moving? Well, when you move.
We move.
When you're settling in, we'll do an episode at.
Yes. For
at
sure.
Last place.
Oh, you'll love it.
I'm down.
Okay. I want to talk about. First of all, I want to talk real quick about my pregnancy. Our pregnancy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the doula.
So my husband and I were talking about having a second kid for a while. And, you know, I'm no spring chicken. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm 39 years young. And I knew that if we wanted to have a second baby, we're going to have to get on it. Because I just don't got that much time left.
But
and I'm tired.
But you weren't planning for this.
Well, that's what I'm going to talk about.
Oh.
So we basically were like, I think we want another one. I think we do. Like, I'm an only child. I'm kind of fascinated with siblings and the fact that I never had one. I never missed it growing up. But as I get older and my parents get older, it would be nice to maybe have a sibling, to someone else to lean on. I know not all siblings are close.
You were on a show with like six people.
I know, which is why it was like my dream to have all these other siblings, and why I have like a very close-knit group of girlfriends.
Yeah, but
they were
most
like my
of them
sisters.
Don't even talk to you.
Well, when I was a kid, my girlfriends talked to me.
Okay.
Like, I'm just saying, I've always kept a close-knit group of people around. So anyway... We were like, okay, why don't we start trying in January? But like trying, not trying kind of thing. The last time we did the sticks and the ovulation tests and the whole, because we knew we really wanted to get pregnant. And I didn't know how long, if it was going to be difficult for us or not. So this time I was like, caution to the wind. We won't worry about it. If it happens, it happens. We have a two-year-old. Like, the fact of the matter is, it's actually quite difficult to get pregnant. There's really a very small window of opportunity. And if you don't know what's happening on the inside, it can be hard. So that being said, January rolls around and I'm late. And I said to my husband, this is crazy. I don't know. I mean, I haven't had my period. This is just so weird. I don't know what's going on. And he's like, do you think you might be? No. How could I be pregnant? No. We haven't done it. Did we do it? We didn't do it. Did we do it? I seriously couldn't remember. And then I thought back to myself. I'm like, oh my God, wait a minute. I feel like there might have been one time before Christmas. Oh no. Oh no. And so then it was weighing on my mind. I went and got a pregnancy test because I couldn't stand it anymore. I had to know one way or the other. So I take it. I walk out of the room, I come back, there's one line on it, and there's supposed to be two. I'm like, okay, all right, I'm not pregnant. I'm just late, or I'm like missing my cycle this month, whatever. Come back a few minutes later, there's a second line, but it's very faint. And I'm like, well, this doesn't make sense. So I call Brandon in, and I'm like, I bought a cheap test. It's probably wrong. Something's wrong with the test. I have to take another test.
You didn't
understand.
Buy a name brand test?
No, I bought an off-brand bullshit $5.99. Like, not doesn't even have a name. It's literally just called pregnancy test. So he comes in, and he's reading the directions, and he goes, oh, sweetie, the only line that matters is the first one. And I literally went, oh, fuck.
Oh, so it did work.
Those are the first words that came out of my mouth. Yeah. But I just was very surprised. And not that I was unhappy by any means. I was just shocked. Yeah, because, like a 16-year-old. I literally said to him, how did this happen?
So, yeah, because you're, like, got to move. You have, like, all kinds of stuff going
on. I mean,
we
wanted to have another one. I just didn't think it would happen on the one time. But, yeah, people, that's what all the Lifetime movies are about. It happened.
I was watching the Braxton Family Values last
Braxton.
Night.
Braxton. Yes.
We are the Braxtons, and you see, we are unlike any other ordinary family.
Oh
I can never
God,
get the words
in
right.
You are crazy.
Anyways, and I guess the mother of the kid who's having a baby, she calls herself the Duchess. That's what they call her themselves, you know, in the South, I guess, because she's going to be a grandma. So she wanted to teach them about having kids and stuff like that. So she took them to, like, you know, and about the birthing and all that. And they said, because I thought about you when they said this about your cervix and how it was a lemon during the birth.
Right.
They say the way to soften your cervix is to have a lot of sex.
Yeah, I had tried that the first time around too. Didn't work.
You have a lemon of a cervix.
I do. Yeah. Well, probably not this time though.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, I'm 4.5 months pregnant, having a boy.
Yeah, at this point, you're not 4.5.
I look like I'm 6. I am huge. People are like, oh my God, you're so cute. When is the baby due? And I say September, and they literally are like, oh. Like, their eyes get really big. They're like, oh, And then a couple of people on Instagram are like, oh my God, you're having twins. And I'm like, no, not having twins. I've seen in my insides.
Have you seen a picture of what you look like at this same time with Georgia?
You could barely tell I was pregnant.
Oh, well.
No, I remember last time. Yeah, she was. You would never even know.
I didn't even announce last time until I think I was over 5 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she literally.
I'll show you pictures,
Steven. I'm not kidding, Steven. The week before she started showing, it was like she was nothing. And then like a week later, she was like this.
It's crazy.
I was like, what happened?
I think what happens is that your uterus is like a pair of Thanksgiving pants. Once you've stretched it out, it knows exactly where to go. You know what I mean?
No, we don't.
Thanksgiving pants, like the pants you wear to do your eating. Once you've stretched those things out,
it's like a couch. It's like conformed.
Yep. It's like, oh, we're pregnant. Oh, bye-bye.
Are you gonna
here goes
have,
the elastic.
Are you going to have a sprinkle?
A sprinkle. I'm really on the fence about this whole
I think that if we do it, we do it as
shower.
A live podcast.
Okay.
We're trying to find, Elas trying to find ways to monetize your pregnancy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think we should podcast your sprinkle.
Why? It's not even interesting live. Why would you want to?
Because of all the people that are going
to
come in, we could have a room.
Oh, okay.
Where, like, they slowly. Because we could have a room, right? Where, like, as they're coming to your sprinkle, I can take like 5 minutes with them and interview them.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, it's like a wedding video where it's right. Like you get everybody.
But it's a podcast.
I'm down with
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can do that. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, if someone wants to throw me one,
we'll do worst ever sprinkle edition.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, I'm not planning one, and I'm certainly not like, who's going to host my sprinkle?
Who's going to host it? Because none of your friends really
care?
Yeah.
No, you're so rude. Like, why don't you host it?
I don't have the money or the time.
Oh, right. Okay.
Give me the publicist that helps you get everything. Give me Beverly's publicist, and I'll do it because I'll get everything for free.
I mean, you know. I'm kind of like, I've hosted a sprinkle for someone before. And the thing that was fun about it was, it wasn't about the games or the gifts or, you know, it was just about a small group of girls getting together and getting a chance to hang out. That was really it.
Well, this should be a co-ed nice. Thing. And you want, because you're having a boy now, so yeah. You need things for the boy.
Well,
he's gonna need an athletic cup. He's gonna need, yeah, these things. Yeah, you gotta prepare for these things.
I'm not buying him an athletic. Oh, but you know what? We have started talking about circumcision. It's a very hot topic right now.
Is it like trendy to not do it anymore?
It is trendy not to do it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yes, people are starting to move away from it, and I don't have a penis clearly, so I don't. It's very hard for me to have that. I don't know. I don't know what to do. And I do find, like, a lot of, I've heard from one side, it's like, you know, the chance of transmitting STDs and HPV being uncircumcised are greater, like, by almost 40%.
I don't necessarily believe that.
And the chance, but on the other side, like, you're making a decision for a child about their anatomy for them. You know what I mean? And like there's a whole theory. Is it genital mutilation?
But is there anybody that, and this is a good question, is there anybody that regrets that their parents did that to them?
I don't know.
Well, they don't know, but they do say that men who are uncircumcised have better feeling during sex.
Are you circumcised?
I'm circumcised.
Oh.
Me too.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely a conversation. I have a mom friend who did it because she felt like, oh, this is what everyone does. And now she really regrets it. She regrets the decision that she made for her child.
Why? How is she going to know? What's to regret?
I think it's more the principle
he hates
of it.
What if she's like, oh, I can tell he hates it?
Yeah. No.
What?
No,
son, how's it going down there?
I think she feels like she didn't, you know, think it through.
Well, what
or
her
think
husband
about all
want?
The I don't know. I think he wanted it. Brandon is kind of like, I think Brandon feels like he does want it because I think he feels like I have to teach my child how to use his penis. and pee and all the things I don't know what you guys do with that.
So that makes sense. Yeah, if you're both the same, then it's like easier. Mm. Rather, you're like, son, pull
well,
it back.
No, there's nothing to, if you're circumcised, there's nothing to show.
Correct.
Yeah, so it'd be easier.
I mean,
so he's being a lazy father is what you're saying.
No, but I think if you're uncircumcised and you have, like, Brandon would have to, he doesn't know what to do with an uncircumcised penis. He'd have to, I guess, figure it out.
Yeah.
But I think his whole thing was like, he's going to, you know, look different. And will that be like hard for him? I'm like, actually, I in Los Angeles anyway, probably not a lot of other places, but in Los Angeles, I think it's really 50-50 now.
By the
children.
Time he's in school, yeah. they're probably going to cut gym class anyways.
Yeah.
With the budget cuts.
Yeah. That's true.
I never really had to do a gym class in that sense of like
showering in front of
No, people. Never had to do that growing up.
We did. It was horrible.
I think maybe if you did sports in high school, maybe you did, but I only
just did
like...
None of the girls
ever
showered. We just tried not to get sweaty.
Yeah. I mean, I just did like, you walked around the track and then, yeah.
Lame.
But that's funny because, yeah, I almost think nobody's thought about it. You just do it.
Yeah.
And now people are being like, well, is that, yeah.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. We have
Rock,
5 months
scissors.
To figure it
vote.
Out.
Let's have a vote.
Worst
no,
ever
let's
vote.
Not do an Instagram vote on my child's penis, all right? Thank you very much.
You should vote, people. You should just write in.
Stop.
Worst ever podcast.
I'm just saying it's an interesting conversation that it's even happening, you know?
Listen, it's between you two and no one's going to know, you know.
Obviously. I just think, I never really thought twice about it until it some people started to bring it up, and I was like, oh.
Well, I think there is those things where studies have come out that people, it was kind of that thing of like, oh, it does cause, you know, stuff is harder for people who are uncircumcised, but now scientists are saying like, eh, not really.
Right.
It's it maybe made more sense when people were throwing shit out on the streets in Victorian England and you just needed to be clean.
Yes.
But now if you take care of yourself, it probably doesn't make a difference.
No, it doesn't really. And I mean, you know, the statistics are what they are, but you're also, I don't know who they're polling and I don't know where they're polling these people from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Snopes.com to fact check this.
Exactly.
I mean, just circumcise him.
Okay.
You know, he's not going to know.
Meanwhile, we're packing our house up, as you guys can see.
Which is not much happening.
No, there's a lot happening. You should see the garage.
Okay,
none of
this stuff really needs to go. It's junk.
That's not going. That's all for the garage sale.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? This like sparkly, like.
Yeah, those awful.
Like. Stockings.
They're mirror ball stockings.
They're mirror ball Christmas stockings. And I'm like, what? Why is she keeping this?
I'm not. That's the whole point. But I have been going through my frames. So I used to have a ton of frames. And my husband was like, there's too many frames in the house. And it was true. It was like people were looking at you from every room. So I'm not lying. I have probably gone through and I am garage selling 75% of these frames. But I've taken the pictures out.
Yeah.
You know, I'll put them in.
I'm selling the photos.
Yeah, here, I'm selling the photos.
I'll sign them. And
here's what I'm finding. And this is like a little known fact about me. If I put a new picture in a frame, I keep all the old pictures behind it.
That's fun.
Do you know how many ex-boyfriends I have found in the last 3 days? Awkward. Going through the pictures. Brandon comes in the room. He's like, what are you looking at? I'm like, nothing.
Is there messages on the photo too? Or
no? Not usually. But
I've gone
4 or 5 deep.
With the new house, you have to get the same frames.
You
can't have all.
I agree. It can't be mishmashed.
It can't. It's too. Everything's clean.
I agree.
Well, are you using this opportunity now when you're moving back to your place to redecorate the whole house or just the new parts?
No, she has to. You see this furniture? It's junk. It's nothing but junk in here.
Oh my God, you're so rude.
I don't even know what's in these couches. It's so disgusting.
In the couches? What are you talking about?
It's just junk. It's so dirty.
Eventually, it's not that dirty.
Look at these pieces. They're like barely standing. It's like that 1980s entertainment center. It's just like, get rid of it.
Oh my God. Our friend Eddie made us that. It's not from the 80s. It's from like 5 years ago.
Okay, well.
It's handmade. It's handcrafted.
That's amazing.
That's great. We're getting rid of it.
No.
These wicker baskets, out. Those ugly lamps, give them to Nicole Tom.
I do have one to give her, actually.
No, give her those, too.
Well, we are, to answer your question, Stephen, there are certain things we are going to get right away.
What is this art?
It's Brandon's. You can take that up with him.
Okay. I will. It's not going in the house. It's not.
Okay. You can take that up with him.
I don't understand it.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of weird, there's some interesting pieces.
Yeah, that's not going.
But he likes to repaint over them sometimes and just, you know. Yeah.
Wait, where did those from? I just noticed those right now.
Yeah.
Those
I put
cutouts.
Those up for us. So we remember when I asked you guys to send me selfies?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was trying to create a shirt.
By the way, Printful will do that for us.
Oh, okay. But Brandon, so he tried to do like a rendering of us. Aladdin didn't like his face. Steven, yours looks a little odd. I'm not going to lie. I didn't like my
wrinkles. You look 30
wrinkles.
Years older.
So I just sort of abandoned it for now. What we need to do is we need to go to Universal Studios and get a caricature.
No, ooh. What I was saying to you I talked to Kirsten at Printful. Yeah. So they will take, so I described what we were trying to do.
Render it.
She's like, oh, we do that. That's what she personally does.
Oh, well then great. Okay.
She's like, if you say like, I have this logo, whatever, but we want it to look like this. They're like, that's what we do.
I sent it to him. He's like, my face is fat. I don't like it. And I'm like, he just literally traced your face. So.
Yeah, but he traced it after blowing it up. He blew it up.
I don't know about that.
He had to. The picture's not that big.
That looks like you. I don't know what you're talking
about.
No,
it looks
about.
Like me. It's just, my face is
too right, well,
you're like, do my face, but
that.
Do a beauty pass on it.
Basically, he wants it to be face-tuned. And then you know.
This episode of Worst Ever Podcast is brought to you by RX Bar. Okay, guys, I know I've talked about RX bars a lot, but they are delicious. If you like to eat real food ingredients that actually taste really good, you're going to want some RX bars. Whether you like sweet or savory or chocolate or fruit, there is definitely one for you. They are soy-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, no added sugar, no artificial colors. Guys, just get them. It's the best thing you can do for your body if you're like on the go and you're not a human garbage disposal like someone we know. For 25% off your first order, go to rxbar.com/worst and enter promo code worst at checkout. For a limited time, every order will receive free samples. So get on it. Oh my God, that was so Southern.
Should we talk about...
Oh, so this past week, my episode aired on Hollywood Darling.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And you were drunk when you arrived to set.
No, I wasn't drunk.
You were hungover.
Oh, okay.
Very hungover.
Let's be clear of what happened. So I had planned a trip to the desert prior to the... Originally, Hollywood Darlings was asking me to shoot a different week.
Right.
And I had already planned this trip to the desert... the weekend before, and then they had changed the date of shooting to the Monday that I was getting back.
Right.
Which was like an 8 o'clock call.
8 a.m.
Yeah. Which is fine, but I was leaving the desert on Monday, so I left at like 4 o'clock in the morning after being out, you know, that night.
Well,
before.
Originally... And I could look back through the texts. Originally, you're like, I'm just going to leave on Sunday. It's no problem. And I'm like, okay. And then you text me, you're like, I'm going to wait till after traffic. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sounds good. And then you're like, yeah, I got drunk. I'm not leaving. And I'm like, okay. Right. You're like, I'll just get up really early and drive. I'm like, okay.
That's a dangerous game.
It's a dangerous game.
Oh, I got stuck in like 4-hour traffic.
Yep.
Oh.
So not only is he hungover, but then he's like having an anxiety attack because it's taking him like 4 hours to get to L.A., it was horrible.
Yeah, I was disgusting.
He was like in the car, like freaking out, calling me. And I'm like, don't worry. We haven't gotten there yet. We're not even starting
haven't
yet.
Haven't even seen the script.
There is no script. I mean, there's a beat sheet, but there's no script.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, no one ever has any idea what they're doing.
Well, but you're a master of this. You did when you were on that one show with, what's the guy from Lost? When you were the coroner.
Yeah.
And you had to like, you had to
Jimmy
switch
Lamar.
The...
Yeah, and he got fired.
Yeah.
So he like shows up. He's like,
but I wasn't drunk
bloodshot.
That day.
No.
I never got the.
But you
I didn't get the 6 pages of dialogue. As a coroner, that's all medical terms till that morning.
Yeah.
But weren't you out? Like, that to me is my worst nightmare is you're out and then people ask you, hey, can you do this? Like, that's.
Then I will say, hey, that's fine, but I'm out right now and I didn't know. So it's just, you know. But
Be warned.
Yeah, be warned. I mean, I was just like, it was so, don't let me relive that.
Oh, God. But anyway, the episode did, I've seen it. It aired as a sneak peek, actually. It turned out really well.
It turned out great.
I mean, they must have, like, face-tuned you.
No, it looked great.
You didn't look bloodshot. You weren't having the alcohol shakes.
The only thing that was weird was when they did the two-shot, I felt like the eye line was...
A little off?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to review the game tape.
I'm talking about me. I'm talking about, like, when they had, like, my profile...
When you were trying to look at me?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That's why if you look at it, I was like, that's weird eyeline. I wonder why no one even like would say, hey, can you turn a little bit more?
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah, I did. I don't know.
Well, you're really dissecting your performance.
I saw it once.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying.
Meanwhile, he's like, it's grainy. It looks very grainy.
I'm talking about the first
scene. I'm like, that's your old eyes.
No, the first scene. The first scene with Jody was grainy to me.
It wasn't.
In the restaurant.
No, you have night blindness.
No.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I think it was just dark. I couldn't see it. No. I thought the show actually looked really good.
The show's really funny. You guys are doing a good job.
Thank you.
I think they need more of me.
Oh, God.
Reoccurring character.
I think so. I think it would add a little spice.
Okay.
I'm just saying, fans, reach out.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do. Start a letter writing campaign, everyone.
Well, I am still starting my Big Brother process.
Okay, so what's going on with that? So you got an inside.
No, I did not.
Oh.
I'm doing it the regular way. I wish I had an inside.
Okay.
But yeah, it would be helpful if people actually wrote in to...
Well, here's what we have to do. You have to make your tape.
Right.
Like we made last year, right? You have to make your tape again, and then we have to post it on social, and then people have to like retweet it and stuff and be like, this guy has to be on Big Brother.
No, I think what I want to do is I'm going to submit some stuff, and I'm going to submit the podcast episode so they can, you know, get a taste of me, because obviously this is what they need.
Arrogant, asshole-ish behavior. You would be great on Big Brother.
Oh my God, I'd win the whole thing.
You would. I think you would.
I would win the whole thing, and then I would start my own Big Brother podcast with just me and Steven.
He's not available.
Apparently
not.
Not
available.
The fucking cats, the cats, and sustainable tomatoes.
And the murders.
Oh,
don't forget the murders.
Murder.
The murders.
Oh, it's too many murders.
Yeah, I think I really need you to get on it, and I would...
If I'm missing from the podcast for 2 months, you know why. I'm on Big Brother.
Can I hook like an extra lav up to you so we can record you and then add that to the podcast?
All you have to do is watch the live feed.
You
know what? On Fridays,
Big Brother After Dark.
Before I go, I will start talking as if I was doing the podcast with you guys.
Yes.
And so then you can just record that.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to do Amazing Race with Christine, though.
Yeah, after I'm pregnant, we got to start. Well, you got to get on Big Brother first, and then we'll do the Amazing Race because it's CBS.
I know.
It's just like sister shows. Yeah, then they'll know you from the Big Brother already.
I know, and I'll bring you, and then
we'll get the miles.
We'll get the fucking miles.
Get
the miles.
Wait for the miles. Dumb. Okay.
the miles.
I want to do a shout out to BuzzFeed because we were named one of the 16 best celebrity podcasts to listen to. That's super exciting.
No, I
can't believe you got that text.
Well, I got a text. My brother-in-law listens to podcasts. I don't know if he listens to ours, but he listens. He loves podcasts. And I guess he gets alerts or whatever for BuzzFeed, or he was going through or researching podcasts. And then he sent it to my sister. And then my sister sent it to me. I'm like, what is this? She's like, look at number 15. And I was like, oh my God.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, like RuPaul's
I know
on there,
there's a lot of
like,
Anna Faris's and Dax Shepherd's and Ricky Gervais. There's like some major people who are way more famous than us.
Well, no, I was shocked. I was like, and we didn't even solicit it.
No, it just happened. So anyway, that was pretty cool. So thanks, BuzzFeed, for that. I want to talk real quick about because this is reminding me of when I was pregnant last time, about how I got fired from that job.
Oh, that's right.
Should we talk about that?
Wait, you got fired because you were pregnant?
No. Oh. I just had the baby, actually.
Oh, okay.
This is like my worst firing story. I haven't been fired, actually, I don't think ever really in my life. I've had some weird... I haven't gotten the job, you know, that kind of a thing, where it's been between me and somebody else and I haven't gotten it. That happens all too often. No, I was hired on a show... mainly like it's more for kids, more of a family kids type show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about 2 years ago. I haven't talked about this. And I was really excited. It was like 4 episodes or something to start. Met with the creator. We had a really lovely meeting. And they were like, yeah, we'd like to have you come on and, you know, you'll start next week. And I was like, this is great. So they're making the deal and doing all the stuff. And about a week later, and I had just started to go back to work. I think my daughter was like 4 months old. So this was going to be my first real thing. So I was already in the midst of figuring it all out. And when you have your first kid and like, especially I think as an actor anyway, you decide to go back to work, it's a full-time gig, you know, any mother going back to work full-time, it's a definite kind of mind fuck. So, you know, I was just trying to gear myself up for it. So it's like 3 days before, 2 days before the table read, and I asked for a script and I think I got something. And then that night, I heard from my agent who said, actually, it's not going to be happening now tomorrow, the table read, there's going to be some things changing. I'll keep you in the loop. And I said, okay, no problem. Sounded like there was another rewrite or something, which is not uncommon. So the next day comes and goes, and I get another phone call, and he says, hey, I don't know how to tell you this, but they're not going to need you anymore. And I was like, huh? Yeah, they're just, he's like, I couldn't get any information out of the casting director. It looks like they're just going a different way, and they're taking the show a different direction. That's all she could say. She seemed really frustrated on the phone. So I don't even know what to tell you. Now, had I done the table read and then gotten that phone call, definitely would have thought I'd done something wrong. Like, it would have been part of my performance or something like that. But this was just kind of baffling. And I thought, well, I'm super bummed, you know? And I'm so excited to go back to work and to, you know,
but they were going to pay you anyways.
Yeah, they had to at that point.
Right. So that's what was even more
baffling. It was even more strange.
Yeah. They're like, why bring this person in, have to pay them, and then all of a sudden...
Like, change... Yeah, because my deal was done, so legally they had to. But yeah, that was even, like, weirder. Like, you're going to make such a big change that you've decided,
you're going to pay for that
You're going to pay for
twice.
That kind of change? Yeah. Yeah. You're not just going to, like, write the character down or... I don't know. So it just, like, didn't sit well with me. And I was like, something's up. What did I do? I can't wrap my brain around this. So I had a friend at the time who was a writer on the show. And I ended up writing her and I just said, hey, because I had been in the office. I had gone into the writer's room. I had said hi to everyone. Like, everyone knew that I was going to be playing this character on the show. So I said, hey, I'm super bummed. You know, I don't know what happened. Apparently some things are changing on your end. You know, I don't know if this is going to throw you guys into like late night writer's rooms or whatever. Like, I'm thinking like they're literally... The whole season is getting scrapped and they're having to start over. And she writes me back and she's like, yeah, sweetie, I'm really sorry too. I really don't know what happened. It's kind of above my pay grade, but I know they're back into casting now. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, what? So they're not taking the role out. They're not rewriting the role. They're recasting the role. What the fuck did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Like, and I can't, and I'm like, I'm... For days on end, I have like a pit in my stomach about it.
Maybe you should go back to acting class.
And I'm thinking about it and thinking about it. And then it dawns on me that 7 years prior, I had participated in a Funny or Die video satirizing a certain actor who had made some very what I felt were very homophobic comments. And he was under a lot of fire from a lot of people making these comments in public. And some other actors participated in this. And it was, you know, look, it was in jest.
It was Funny or Die.
It was Funny or Die. And I participated in it because I feel sometimes like the best way to get your point across is to do something in a humorous manner.
That goes viral.
Yeah. Well, that was, you know, that was my decision. This actor's family member is one of the stars of the show. So I now realize what happened and I feel even worse about the whole thing. And I've realized that, you know, this person now hates me for having been involved in a Funny
or Die allegedly
video.
This is your thoughts are.
My thoughts, yeah, these are my thoughts.
No one's confirmed this.
No.
No one said that this is why you got fired.
Well,
they didn't say it. They didn't did they
no,
actually say that?
They didn't, but I then did some more research.
Okay, well, I don't know about this research.
No one would tell me. No one would give me any information. I did end up having a conversation with one of the producers who I knew since I was a child, and I said, "Hey, I'm really struggling here, and I'm sure there was a part of me that was probably pretty emotional at the time too." I said, "I'm just really struggling with this because I was, you know, I was excited to go and work with you guys, and I can't really figure out what happened, and if this has something to do with like a Funny or Die video I made, I'd rather you just tell me." That's the case. And in so many words, he was like, I'm really sorry this happened too. And it's unfortunate. And there's not a whole lot, like, there are some battles you can fight and there's some that you can't.
Sure, yeah.
It is what it is. That's what happened.
Happens.
There was nothing I could do about it.
Television's political.
It is very political.
If actors know that they don't like somebody and they're the star of the show, they don't want to work with them. It just happens.
Yeah, and that's the deal.
Yeah, it's like you, as producers of Hollywood Darling, not that you would do this, but if there's a certain person that you didn't want to work with because of something that happened in the past, or whatever, you'd probably say, you know what, you can bring them in, but I don't want to do sure. scenes with them.
You're absolutely right, and it's just
it happens on Real Housewives all the time. They don't want to do scenes with certain people, and then it turns, then they find out, and it turns into a whole thing. You see it at the reunion.
It had never happened to me before.
Well, you're not a Real Housewife.
It was just a little, it was like kind of shocking and a little bit like jarring that, you know, and the last thing I would ever think in this business is that you stick, you know, you put your political voice out there in a funny, satiric manner of all things supporting gay rights. And like that ends up getting you fired.
Let me ask you a question. If the tables were turned and you were like, let's say it's an episode of Hollywood Darlings, okay?
Okay.
Which, by the way, is on a Wednesday nights on Pop at 8 p.m.
Thank you.
If Angela,
okay,
wanted to guest star on Hollywood Darlings, would you do it?
Yeah.
Even if the scene was like where you guys are best buddies and friends.
I mean, for me, I've worked with a lot of people I don't like, I'll put it that way, or that I don't agree with their politics. And that's, you know, I think probably because I've never been the big star who's been able to make those decisions. Maybe that's the reason. Like, I can work with people professionally and not have to be friends with them.
Okay, another scenario. Let's say someone really treated your husband shitty. Okay, like a shitstorm, like shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Did nothing to you, but right. indirectly hurt you because it was so shitty to your husband.
I guess. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't. No, I see. I totally understand your point.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying.
But yeah, it would.
They got the power. I'd be like,
sure.
That bitch ain't coming to work with me.
I know. I think for me, and it's not that I don't understand the reasoning. It's that, like, I think I'm indignant about. I'm still indignant about the kernel of what the truth was underneath it all. You know,
yeah. They
don't like. Yeah, they don't be homophobic.
Yeah,
that's where it comes. Like, that's where I'm like, you know, I lost a job because somebody else is.
But that wasn't the person that was homophobic. It was that person's family member. I mean, that we know of. We don't right. know if that person right. that works on the show is homophobic or not.
Exactly. No, not at all. But I mean, you know, you want to say something. You say things in public. Shouldn't everybody then be allowed, if you want to say something in public, shouldn't then I be allowed to say, I don't agree with you, and here's a funny, here I'm going to say it in a funny way that I don't agree with you.
Okay, not to like keep harping on this stupid moment that you got fired, because no one cares because you got paid anyways.
For four episodes, the character went on for 3 years, but okay.
Oh, really? 3
yeah.
years?
Yeah,
oh,
so I lost out on a 3-year job. It does.
All right. What are you doing with these Hard Rock pins? What is happening
okay,
here?
Okay, listen to me, okay?
I mean, I can't, between the artwork and the Hard Rock pins and the lamps and these dirty, dingy couches. What, you're moving into a beautiful home and you're bringing shit with
I'm
you.
I'm not bringing those.
Oh, you're not?
No,
oh,
so
okay.
Stop judging everything you see.
There's
I'm in the middle
player.
Of freaking packing my house.
There's a Sony receiver with a VHS. what do you do? I don't get it.
Okay, listen, the Hard Rock pins, when I was 12, I started collecting Hard Rock Cafe pins. I don't know why, all right? But people around the world, fans, my father's business associates, other people, they would literally send them to me from all over the freaking world. So this collection just grew and grew and grew. And like when I was like 19, I'm like, I don't want to collect these things anymore, but I had to keep collecting them because people kept sending them to me. Well, now I have them all. Half the Hard Rocks have probably closed.
Not
I'm sure
that,
they're worth something.
Now they're in frames. Now I have them. They're
mother,
framed.
My mother framed. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to have an auction for Worst Ever. And we're going to sell them.
I think they're probably worth something.
Yeah,
I just don't know
money.
What they're
Let's
worth.
Let's find out, Steven. Ooh. I want you to take them and find out what each individual pin is worth. And then we're
going
to try to sell them and raise
going
some
on
money.
EBay.
God. I feel like I need to go on like American Pickers or like, what's the other one that I love where they go into the Storage Wars? Storage Wars.
This is like.
I need to get it appraised from Storage Wars.
I mean, half this stuff is ridiculous.
Okay. Well, stop looking around. All right. I don't need your judgments on my life. I already have enough judgments on my own life.
Is that going?
I don't want it to, but let me be clear. I am in a marriage with somebody, okay? And certain people want certain things, and you have
Does
to
have
choose, pick
cave?
And choose your battles.
Does he have a man cave?
It's called The Office.
All right, let him put it all in The Office.
That's what he wants to do, so Okay.
My couch would look great with that picture.
You can have it.
No, I'm just saying, I don't want it.
Oh. Okay, well.
Escape. I live in a studio. I'm going to want to escape.
I'm going to take a picture with you with that. All right.
I'm going to guess that you could probably get maybe like a couple $100 for that.
I think you should get more.
I mean, you'd have to go pin by pin, but I'm just looking at collections of like rare ones.
These are like, I mean.
Wow.
I mean, you'd have to go individually and see.
I can't believe I've been carting that around for 15 years thinking it was worth like $1,000.
I mean, there's a Hard Rock Madrid in here.
Ooh. Kuala Lumpur.
There's a Kuala Lumpur?
There's a Kuala Lumpur.
Where's Antwerp?
Where they make the diamonds.
In South Africa?
I don't know where Antwerp is. I just know that that's where some of the diamonds come from.
There's a Philippines one.
Yeah, I don't want it. But like, what do I do with that stereo? It's not it's like you old. It skips.
You throw it away. There's nothing you can do with it. No one's buying it.
Thrift store.
You just throw it away.
Do we even need stereos anymore? Isn't everything on Spotify?
No, they have this little iHum speakers now.
I'm so old. I have like one box of CDs that I'm still holding on to.
I don't know. What do you do with the CD?
I don't know. Sometimes I like to be old school and put on like a six changer CD on random, just for fun. Just because why not?
Well, in my car, I found my old mix CDs. Oh, so that's kind of fun just to go down memory lane.
Oh, I've definitely
saved
all the mix CDs.
See, that's fun. And then you Instagram story them, and then people are like, oh my God, I remember that song too. Yeah. And then it's kind of get everybody involved.
Mixtapes, you got to let go. Those don't even sound good.
Spotify.
Well, yeah, you know, but best.
But you don't know what's going to be on that CD.
No, you create. You can Spotify. You can create a playlist.
I know.
It's just more of the like discovery.
Yeah, the discovery, the joy of not knowing, and then you put it on.
But this year they're selling.
Don't look at me like that.
They're gonna stop selling CDs at Best Buy in July, and then I think this year they're also stopping to sell CDs at Target. But they're still going to sell vinyl because vinyl is now selling more.
Vinyl's back.
Yeah.
Vinyl's back, bitches. Look at all our wicker crates of vinyl that you hate.
I mean, I have wicker, but mine works.
What do you mean?
I have a rope rug.
Okay, well, this is not, we're not living here for the rest of our lives.
It feels like it.
It does feel like it.
It'll be fun when we finally do
the new place.
I know.
I can't wait.
Steven's never been.
No,
he's
I've never
be
been.
Like, what? Where do you live?
Wait a minute. You didn't do the
I've never been to Christine's.
Here.
Yeah, we've never been to Christine's.
We're gonna have to take a picture.
Isn't that
and
crazy?
Landmark this.
I know.
This is our first studio.
The first studio.
Well, Christine, I'm so happy to hear that about. I mean, I learned so much today with whether you're going to circumcise or not. what the furniture you're going to be taking and not taking.
Okay.
The fact that you lost a job because someone hated you.
Yeah. And I didn't tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a weird fact about how strange the business is. So the girl who then did take that job and who was on that show for several years, we actually are now mutual friends because we have kids roughly the same age. And I mean, absolutely nothing against her. She got a great job. So good for her. But we were up against each other for a series like 3 weeks ago. Her and I pitted together. She got it. We couldn't be more different, which is the funny part. But I'm like, what? Why do we keep?
I keep telling you.
Why do we keep running into each other?
She's funnier than you.
Shut up.
I mean, I keep trying to tell you that.
You don't even know who she is.
I looked her up.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, your life bores me. All right. It's so good to talk to you. Steven, again, thanks for not being with the cats today.
I appreciate it.
Steven, it's always good to see you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Allow I could take you or leave you.
I know that because you've done that.
I'm Yo Lakin on all social media.
I'm at Alec Led, don't ask.
And I'm at Steven Ray Morris.
And you can find us at Worst Ever Podcast and Worst Ever PC on Twitter. And you can email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com. And look for our merch. Merch! We have merch, guys.
We don't know what it is, but you should look at it.
We do know what it is. It's t-shirts. They're so
and
cute.
And hats, I hope.
All right, I can make a hat.
And a mug or two. Right. I think people would like to have a mug.
Check out our Instagram, and you can get our links to Shopify. Thanks, and we'll see you next week. Bye.